You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Today was the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So, we will, as usual, and everyone of our shiurim, we will try to bring over here some of the Divrei Torah that he gave to us, gave to Am Yisrael, and maybe end with how what we learned today really applies to call his legacy what he left for us. In this week's parasha, it's brought down the Yaakov Avinu. He called his children, and he says, "Asu ve'agid lechem es asher yikra eschem achris hayom." Come around, and I will tell you what is going to happen in the end of days. And that's what he said, and then he goes on, and he starts giving basically brachas, except to the first three. He gives brachas to every one of the Shvatim. So Rashi says, didn't he just say, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the end of days? So Rashi says, right away, Rashi brings, Pikesh Egal Saketz. Yaakov even wanted to reveal the Kates, when Mashiach is going to come, Pashas. And he's talking about Shechina. Shechina came. Shechina left him. He tchil al ma'ez v'ayim achim, started saying other things. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav, brings this more in length. And the Gemara says, the Yaakov Avinu Bikish Galus, the Bon of Kitzayom, and he wanted to reveal to his children the end of days. Stakam and Oshchino. Said Yaakov Avinu, Om Hashem Achaz Hashem, Shem Mitos Yipsul. Maybe there's somebody wrong over here. It's brought down, as we'll see a little later today, that the way to reveal the Yichud Hashem in the world Yaakov Avinu understood comes through his children. He needs to have all the Shvatim, the Shiftekot. And together, they are the revelation of Hashem. As brought down, the Maharal mentions the word Echad is Aleph, Keneged Yaakov Avinu, and Ches is Keneged the eight kids, children of the Imais, for the children of Shvachis. So Echad is really when Yaakov Avinu with the sons. So Yaakov Avinu wants to reveal, and he says he can't reveal, something's going on over here. What happened? Probably one of the kids is wrong. Says the Gemara, Omulir Bonav Shema Yisrael Shalakenu Hashem Echad. They told him Shema Yisrael. Kashen Shem Belibcho Lechad, Kachen Belibeinu Elechad. You believe in Hashem, in one God, Hashem, Hashem Echad, we also. There's no psul. So B'sohoy Yisoshah, Pasach Yaakov, Inu Vama Boruch Shem Kfuim Chusin Lombe. So Yaakov says Boruch Shem. Says the Gemara, what should we do? Should we say Boruch Shem or should we not say Boruch Shem? Moshe Shubin does not say Boruch Shem. But Yaakov did say Boruch Shem. So what should we do? He said, well, you say it quietly. That's what we say, Boruch Shem, Kvayim, Chusur, and Lomved, quietly. And the Gemara brings a mashal. Mashal basmel, shirichet tzikik, there you have a daughter, a king, a princess, who's smelling delicious food. Im toima yesh la gnai. Im toima, if she says I want, she's like, nah, you know, it's not appropriate for such an important woman to go and ask for food. Lo toima yesh la tzar. So you give it to her quietly, that's what happened also. That's what Gemara says. And this is Gemara Oymer Darsheni. This is a classic Gemara, the way Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Livracha used to come and dissect the Gemara. Look at the Gemara and learn it the way you're supposed to learn it. Just push up shot in the Gemara, just not accepting it because it's a gata, so you just accept it the way it is. The Gemara Chur doesn't add up. Yaakov Avinu comes and says, maybe my children have something wrong. So what do the children say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Meaning what? Don't worry. Don't worry.
Be on the same page.
What does Yaakov Avinu say? Baruch Hashem Kvayim Chusin Lovet. Baruch Hashem, what is he saying? Say Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem Kvayim Chusin Lovet. Baruch Hashem. Thank Hashem. Praise the Lord. We have Baruch Hashem, we have no issue. So, now the Gemara is saying, well, should we say Baruch Hashem Kvayim Chusin Lovet or not? Why should we say Baruch Hashem Kvayim Chusin Lovet? Because Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Hashem when his kids told him Shema Yisrael. That's not a reason to say it. Why should that be part of Shema? What's the idea over here? Furthermore, what's the answer? Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the end of days. Shechina goes away. He says, why did Shechina go away? Probably one of my children is bad. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, nothing to worry about. Your mom is nothing to worry
back
about.
To the original kasha.
So he said, okay, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, so, but why don't you reveal the gates? Why did Shechina left? But you're not explaining to me what he did. And finally, So what does Yaakov do then? As Rashi told us, the Rashi we just read, Yaakov Avinu saw the Shechina left, so he gave brachas to his kids. Chas Hashem, it sounds like, you know, they all gathered around the bed, and he wanted to say something very important. And, psh, no Shechina, what should we do? I mean, everybody's here, it's very embarrassing. So let's just give brachas. Chas Hashem to say that's what happened. So Yaakov, what's going on? Yaakov is replacing, exchanging the revelation of the end of the days with giving blessing to his kids. Why is that an exchange? It's obviously not because he had nothing else to say, so he said that. Yaakov Avinu, Chir Sheba Avos, giving brachos to his kids, that we based on that all the future of Yisrael. What's exactly going on here with this exchange? So we'll start with the following. Really, the Nefesh HaChaim refers to it in Shah Gimel. This is a little different way. But the idea is like this. Chazal tell us in the Zohar that Shema Yisrael Hashem Akir Hashem Echot and Boruch Shein Kfoyim L'chutzu Yilom Vohed are two different and separate ways to praise Hashem, to be Miyachad Hashem, to unify Hashem. The Lashon of Chazal is Shema Yisrael Hashem Akir Hashem Echot is Yichudo Ilo'o, is the upper Yichud. And Boruch Shein Kfoyim L'chutzu Yilom Vohed is Yichudo Tato, is the lower Yichud. What does it mean? It says, as Nefesh HaChaim explains in length in Shah Gimel, and so says the Baal HaTanya in Shah Yichud Ve'emuna, they basically go in the same way we're explaining this point. The idea is like this. We know, as we speak here many times, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the whole world. And everything that is happening in this world is because Hashem is allowing it to happen. Not only Hashem is allowing it to happen, Kadosh Baruch Hu is basically doing everything in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is pumping life every second, every moment that that this world is happening. Everything in this world is connected to Hashem. Everything in this world is a p'china of Elokus. It's something that connects to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's really only the fact that we see here different items, and we see here different people, different wills, different things. It's all in our eyes. But in reality, is all what? This world's all Kula Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Hashem. Nothing else. That's really what we say. That we say in Aleinu Shabbach, the world Kenu Ein Oid. Right? There's nothing else. The Maharal says, not Abshad, there's no other king. Ein Oid, there's no other Metzius. There's no other reality. The only reality in the world is Hashem. That's the true reality. But we can't live in that reality, because if we live in that reality where everything is Hashem, we have nothing to do. Whatever, my hand is Hashem, my face, there's nothing to do. So we live in a concealed reality. In a reality that looks like we are in charge. As it connects a little bit to what we spoke about last week. There's, so to speak, there's a world of Hashem. That's the true world. And then there's a masked world, a world which, so to speak, is pretended to be our world. In reality, it's not. But that's where we are living. We're living in a world where we feel we are the Baal HaBayis. We can do whatever we want. The table stands on its own, the tree's on its own, this building's on its own. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. As we should already tell us, Olam is the Lashon of Helam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has disappeared. We can't see him. That's all a fiction. It's not the true.
Illusion.
It's illusion. But we live in that illusion. And because we live in that illusion, it's not just time we live in that illusion, but everything that we do depends on that illusion. Meaning, the fact that we have Torah and mitzvahs, and the fact you have when a person does something bad, he has to pay for it. And a person has to do mitzvahs. You all do it because you're living in that place where you are in charge. We're in charge. Yichud Eilah is a place where you connect to a world with Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chazal tells in Zohar that with Shema Yisrael Hashem Akir Hashem Echad, you can connect to Yichud Eilah. You can connect to the higher sphere of this world. It says the Nefesh HaChaim, that's the only time in the day that we connect to that place. Always we are in our world. The only time we can go to that higher place, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Akir Hashem Echad, when they saw, that's the reason you cover your eyes when you say Shema. Because we're looking into a place which we're not able to, we can't really see it. So we're covering our eyes, we place Yichud Eilah, the world of Hashem, Echod, Achdus, full unity, because Baruch is one, there's nothing else. Then right away, when we say Baruch Shem, Kfoyim, Baruch Hussein, Lam Vahed, we're going down to a world which looks like our world. And that's what Moshe Shapir used to always mention, Baruch Shem, Kfoyim, Baruch Hussein, Lam Vahed, what is the meaning of it? That the name of Hashem should be blessed more and more forever. Which means... Exactly like Amen Yishmei Rabbo. You used to mention it. The Amen Yishmei Rabbo is the Aramaic translation of Baruch Shem, Kfoyim, Baruch Hussein, Lam Vahed. And they both mean, what do they mean? That the name of Hashem should be revealed more and more. As we go through Olam Hazeh, through this world, the world will be revealed more and more until we get to the full revelation of Yichud Ilah. That will come to the end of the days. But right now, it's Baruch Shem, Kfoyim, Baruch Hussein. Slowly, we'll gradually get to that. Shvay Yisrael, Kiddush Shem, Yichud Ilah, it really means that Baruch Hussein is one the whole time. That's Yichud Ilah, and that is Yichud Ilah. As Rav Shechaim says, the only one who lived his life in Yichud Ilah, living with the Kiddush Baruch the whole time, is only one person in the world. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Anybody else, the only time you connect to that place is Shema Yisrael Kiddush Hashem Hashem Echod, and then we go down to Yichud Ator. That's what Rav Shechaim says. So I'm going to say that the Chassidim, they expand that to maybe to a few other tzaddikim, but that's what we have over here. And it's interesting to point out, we mentioned it last year's shiur and this week's parsha, which I think I didn't give it over here, but you can find it in Torah anytime. The idea of the Goyen brings it in the beginning of Brachos. That we have in Shema Yisrael Kiddush Hashem Echod, you have 25 letters. And Baruch Shem Kfoyim Machusto Ilam Vahed, you have 24 letters. Because the idea is like this. When the world is perfect, then you come to what's called 50. Shar Chamishim. Shar Chamishim is the perfection of the world, in a sense, when you come to basically the end of the world, there's nothing else for us to do. Then you have 25 in the world above, and you have the 25 in the world below. Together it's 50. But in this world, you can't get there. You get only to 49. Meaning the world above is 25, there is perfection. But down here in this world, you get only a 24. What we spoke about last year is that in the names of the Shvatim, when you add them together, the ones that were on the Choshen, it's 50 letters, because Binyamin has one more letter. You add another letter to Binyamin, another yud. So Binyamin can bring. Binyamin can bring. We have two yuds, can bring to the 50. But that's the idea. So the point is that when you have, meaning you have, the Gaon mentions that you have Trumas Echad Mechamishim, Trumas 150, that's what you have. You have 25, 24, you have the one missing item of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we're trying to get to. That's what's called, that's Kenega Truma, which is 1 out of 50. We don't have that 1 out of 50. But that's what comes out. Shema Yisrael Hashem Kiddush Hashem Echod is the Yichud Ilah. Baruch Shem Kfoyim Malchus Ha'Olam Vo'ed is Yichud Tatoy. And Yichud Ilah means you're living in a place with Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shem Kfoyim Malchus Ha'Olam Vo'ed is you're living in our world, in our Olam. Connect to this, what we spoke last week, that's really the difference a little bit with Yehud and Yosef. Yehud reveals Olam Hashem, Yosef reveals our world. It's the two aspects that we have, always the duality we live with. But in the end of the day, our main place where we are is the world of our ma'aseh, of what we control. When it says the Yaakov Avinu bikesh legalus hakitz, what does that mean? So Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Livracha always used to mention, it doesn't mean like you think, people can think, that he's coming to give a date. So it's going to come and this and this date and this and this year. That's not Shad, Bikish Yaakov Legalus HaKitz. That's not the point. But as you said, the Bikish Yaakov Legalus means he wanted to make the Kitz Megula. Megula means apparent, revealed, clear. Meaning what? We want to have the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way, the Gilui of the Kitz, Gilui of the Geula, in a way that things happen in the world. We are in darkness. We can't see. We don't know why bad things happen. We don't know why the goals is happening. Where is that leading to us? Yaakov Avinu wanted to open up that revelation. He wanted to show what is the mahalach, what is the derech, where are we going to? How these things that we have over here leads to the kids. Meaning, in other words, we know that everything in this world is part of the master of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal a little bit this idea of Yichud Ilah. He wanted to show how the Yichud of Hashem is controlling everything and bringing everything to where he needs to go to. How it could, and even though it's usually concealed, but he wanted to give us some gilui, some light, to lead us to say, listen, there's big goals, to beat tzaras, the things are happening. But you'll see, you'll look at the big picture, you'll see how Kadosh Baruch Hu is leading us to the right direction. How everything is Yichud Ilah, how everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu running the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu's show, is a Lomash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll see it. It will be clear. That's what Yaakov tried to do. And what was the Chiddush? What would happen when Yaakov was around with his sons? He felt that now that he's here together with his children, as we said, the Echo, the Gilui of Hashem, can come with Yaakov with the full Gilui of his children. As the Goyim tells us in Sefer Yetzira, that the Shvatim represent every aspect of this world, because 12, they have 12 Gvulei Alachsoin, meaning there's 6 sides to a cube, and there's 12 corners to a cube. And these 12 corners is basically all the dimension of this world. So you have that, Yaakov Avinu, now you can show with this thing, you can show the Gilui of Hashem. That's when Yistal Kashchina, because what was telling him, no. The way that Am Yisrael will survive through Galus, through exile, through darkness, is not through seeing the light above it, but being in the darkness and through the darkness coming to light. They'll have to come and achieve things through anisyonis, through difficulty, not by knowing that where it's going to, by actually being in the Olam of Adam, in the human being's world, and then being in the human being, and the human being's world in the worst time possible. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal himself. The revelation has to come through our struggle, when it is a struggle. Not when we think, oh, everything will be okay. We mentioned last week the idea that the Yehuda, when did Yehuda was pleading to Yosef, he's crying, it looks like it's the end of the world. But we know that no, it's only a charade. Yosef is really just hiding himself. That's what's happening in this world. This world is as Yichud Ilah. We have your Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we can't see it. It needs to come concealed. That's the message of Yaakov Avinu. You can't give them the key, because then the whole part of the challenge that human beings have is to be Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka when they can't see him. Dafka when it's difficult, dafka when it's hard. Dafka then you have the biggest revelation. That's what we have the Sarah Melech Biderman bringing last week. The idea that from Tzifri Chassidus, the idea that a person grows, the person should not feel when he goes through Tzaris, he says, okay, I'm going through Tzaris, so right now, you know, Tzaris will pass, and then eventually we'll get back to order, we'll do it. Now that's the time of your growth. It's not just in between. Now is when you have to grow. That's when the growth comes, when a person is in that time of darkness. So, Mele, understanding that, we can understand the Mahalach of the Gemara. And then Fesh HaChaim says a little differently, but with the way we learn now from Rav Moshe Tzal, it stems very nice in the Gemara. Yaakov Avinu bikish legalos the kids. He wants to reveal the kids to his children. Meaning what? He wants to show them Yichud Ilah. He wants to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling everything. Everything is really a charade. Everything is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes. So he says, maybe the reason is I can't reveal it because I don't have here a way to get Gilui of Yichud. I don't have here my children to come and reveal. I don't have the 12 Gvulei Alachsoin. So therefore I can't do it. Say Am Yisrael, say his children, Shema Yisrael, Ashokeinu Hashem Echod. What is Shema saying? Yichud Eiloh. Not just time saying we believe in Hashem. So we believe in Yichud Eiloh. What you want to reveal, we're all in it. We 100% believe in the Yichud that Kishbol is controlling everything. That's not the reason why it can't be. He says, if they all believe in it, and still Kishbol is not revealing it, that means what? That it has to come through a process. It has to come through Yichud at the Torah, the lower Yichud. Says Yaakov Avinu, Baruch Shein Kfoy Mechus Yilom Voyet. As Chazal told us, that is Yichud at the Torah. Baruch Sheikh Fahim Achusa Yilam Vayin is a process of revelation of Hashem slowly. Slowly it will be revealed more and more. That's how they're prospering. Not that you know Hashem, you know where it's coming from. That's the revelation. That's what it's supposed to be. Ah, that's what Yaakov says. Your Shema Yisrael, the Shema Yisrael that you want to get to, you know how you're going to get to? Not by giving you the correction right in the beginning. Not by showing you, it's like you're going up when you're in a, when you have a, how do you say, the Mavoch. Right? When you have the...
What's the word?
The word Mavoch is when you have that... No, when the kings have, they play around, they're trying to figure out how to go. There's like these gardens. You have all these different...
The maze.
Sorry, I forgot the word. You have the maze, and then you can go up the top of the maze, and you see exactly where the maze goes. It says, no, that's how it works. You have to go through the maze to get out of it. That's the Boch Sheik Foy Mechus Soy Lom Voit. So everybody says, Boch Sheik Foy Mechus Soy Lom Voit. Says the Gemara, should we say Boch Sheik or not? So we ask, why should you say Baruch Hashem? Because Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Hashem? Yaakov is not saying Baruch Hashem. Yaakov Avinu is saying, I understand now how Yehuda Yulah is revealed in the world. Says the Gemara, so if that's so, when we say Shema Yisrael Kerem Hashem Hashem Echod, we should apply it to us. We say Yehuda Yulah, but we have Yehuda Yulah and Shema, but how do we apply it to our day-to-day life? The same way Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Hashem Kfoy Machus, I mean, that's how we're going to bring Yehuda Yulah, so that's how we have to do it as well. It says Moshe Rabbeinu did not do it. According to the Nefesh HaChayim mentioned, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who lived with Yehuda Yulah.
He had 50.
He was up there at 50. Close to 50, right? It says. Because we gave it up to 50, till 50. Yeah, yeah. It was close to positive to 50. So he made it, says, well, I'll tell you what, Marshall, you have a princess. Princess wants to eat food. That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that she wants to eat food. So what should we do? Do it quietly. It says, you, Amisol, you are... You cannot. You're not in the dargo of Moshe Rabbeinu Yichud Eloh. Not there. You are in this world. You have a. You like have a type of achila, but it's embarrassing because. I mean, very embarrassing. It's the pachita. It's the lower level human being. It's like a princess wants to eat. What do you want? You don't want to do it to eat. She's not a malach. Yeah, she's a human being, but you're hiding it. We're not trying to show it off. So we do it quietly. We do it b'chashai. We also say Boch Shekvayim Chusov Eloh. We do it quietly. Because we want to get to that revelation, but it's something that we're not showing so strongly.
So then why do we do Yesh Mei Rava so loud?
That's an Aramaic.
Oh, because Aramaic nobody understands.
But that, maybe. That's, So that's the question of what's trying to keep saying loud. Then we want to be like Malachi. What does it be like Malachi?
One day.
It means then it's not embarrassing. Then we see, that's the whole point of shot. Then we see how everything connects. It's not embarrassing Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're living in a place where Yehud Yilech and the Torah really connect. That's not the topic of today. That's the Chulot Pshat over there. But the Maya said, that's what Yaakov Avinu says. So he made the word of Yaakov saying, that it's Tam, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, it's like a Baruch Hashem. It's the way Shema Yisrael is revealed in the world. And that's what we're saying. So he made the word. Yaakov Avinu comes and wants to say the Kates. Meaning what? He wants to be revealing Yichud Eloh. He's talking to Shechino, so Yaakov Avinu understands, no. Beginning he thinks, maybe I'm missing something. Say, no, you're not missing anything. Yaakov Avinu says, what? I understand. The Yichud Eloh, the way we're going to get to it, is in a gradual process. Baruch Hashem Kfoy Mechus Eloh Ved, slowly. That's what he says, Baruch Hashem Kfoy Mechus Eloh Ved. That's what the Gemara tells us, that's what we have to say, Baruch Hashem Kfoy Mechus Eloh Ved, because that's what we connected. That's what we have. Okay? So what is Yaakov Avinu going to do? So now, by the way, that answers the other question we had, the last question we had. What's the answer? The second question. What's the answer? So why is Taka Shechino? So the answer is Taka Shechino, not because of Psalm. It's Taka Shechino. Because that's how the revelation will be in this world. So what is Yaakov going to do? He gives brachas to his kids. What's the idea of brachas to his kids?
Encouragement.
It's not only encouragement. Pshatay, he says like this, because it's your world, where each one of you needs to reveal Hashem. That's what it's your world. It's Lama Shaladam. So every one of the 12 Shvatim has his own unique way to reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Each person, as brought down as far, each person has his tafkid, has his mission in life to reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Each one has his way that he needs to megalik Kfoy Shammai. Because the way Kfoy Shammai is galik is through our world, not through Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. The way Kfoy Shammai will be revealed is through what we are going to do in this world. Baruch Shein Kfoy Mechus Eloh Ved. And because we said that the 12 Shvatim represents all corners of the world, as the Gaon says, 780. So you have over here a full spectrum of all the edges of the world. And he says, everyone has to do his job to bring slowly to Gilui Hashem.
This is talent.
Says Yaakovino, bracha each one. Like we said, Reuven, Shimon, Levi is not a million bracha. So techecha, but each one has his own message. This is what you need to do. This is what your job is. This is your bracha. Ish kerki bracha because of bechayso. Now that it's your world, each one has his unique job. And zomim niflam is boinim. When did the shvatim? Where are the shvatim called shvatim? And you realize it only today. Where is the first time that the shvatim are called shvatim? They call shvatim in throughout Torah about 30 times. But where is the first time they're called shvatim? In this week's parsha, the first time we call them as shvatim is when we say dan gedudi gedenu keechot shivtei Yisrael. That's the first time, and then the second time is right after the bracha. It says over there when he ends the whole thing, it says kol eile shivtei Yisrael. The shvatim is a shevet, is a right, which is a makel. Each one has his own mahalach. Kol eile shivtei Yisrael. The shvatim being revealed here. Here is where the shvatim are starting their process. Because Yaakovinu now is establishing, we have here that binya that Yaakovinu tried to do, the echot, and each one has his own job. That's what it says here, Rebbe Chaya brings it over here, that each one is, you know, belongs in his own place. Yaakovinu told him over here how to take him to Eretz Yisrael, what's exactly the golem, wherever he belongs, the are compared to the Malachim and Shemaim. Here is that binya of Av Yisrael. Each one with his own unique job. Now that, so mainly these two parts of Yaakovinu, it's not just a coincidence, oh, you're ready here, let's figure out something else to do. Yaakovinu says, I want to reveal to you Gilui Hashem in the world. I want to tell you the gates. He sees it's not going to happen. Why? Because human beings have to do it through their own job. He says, okay, so I'll give you each one your own job, your own unique job. That's the Chur, understanding on the basis of how Rabbeinu taught us to learn the Gemara. That's just a kibbutz, joint of things that don't add up. You have to have a mahalach over here. And Lamai said, just one thing to end off at the honor of the Yurtz that was today, is that, he mentioned it actually yesterday, that the uniqueness of what Rav Moshe gave to his Talmidim. Obviously, the milus of Rav Moshe is something that we can't really talk about. It's not in our, we're not by Hocha to do it. But what he gave to Talmidim is that every Talmid, every one of his Talmidim was a unique person. Russia had a range of Talmidim from all over. There were people that were Oisek, Chazor, B'tshuva. And the ones that were learning, you know, Machshava, and getting into the Nistar of Torah. And others that he was teaching them, you know, like in Yeshiva, Shewen, Karla. And each one saw a different aspect of Rav Moshe. Each one got a different mahalach. And even when two people to learn the same thing, and we did have the uvda by me, we had something I wanted to learn, how to learn it, he told me and somebody else two different ways to learn the same thing. Because he gave each one his tools and his way of thinking that belongs to them. That's what he gave. Each one has his own mahalach, his own unique way to make Alkish book in the world. When I was the first time I spoke to my Rebbe in a serious talk, I was 17 years old, I was about to decide which yeshiva to go to. And the yeshiva that I ended up going to, based on his recommendation, is the Chevron yeshiva in Yerushalayim. And he was telling me, what's unique about Chevron? So the unique about it is, every yeshiva, most yeshivas, have their own mahalach. The Talmidim go to that place, and they have the same, you know, the same
one
way.
One size fits all.
That way, that you go there, these are the Talmidim of that Rebbe. You know, they're the Talmidim. This Rebbe has Talmidim. So you go to Chevron, you go to a place where each one grows to his own place. Each one has his own, can build up his own thing. And I believe that's what Moshe believed when he gave his Talmidim. Each kid, because of Be'achayisam. He didn't force people to do things they're not comfortable with. They don't fit their style. He gave each one his own unique way that belonged specifically to him to bring into his growth. And that was one of the mahalach. He let you grow on your own, mahalach, each kebekos or be'achosom, as well in this week's pasha, because that, the revelation of Gilui Hashem in the world, each individual has his own Gilui, his own mahalach. So basically, the Dvar of Yezichoinoi, it should be a Lui Neshama, and should be able to continue his derech for years to come.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.